The leak of a draft Supreme Court ruling on abortion has sent shockwaves across the country, including here in New England. The court has yet to issue a final ruling on whether to overturn Roe v. Wade and eliminate the right to an abortion. But supporters of abortion rights gathered yesterday in front of the State House to protest the draft opinion. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now to tell us more. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rupa.
So just to start, can you remind us about the status of abortion laws in Massachusetts? And if the Supreme Court strikes down Roe, will it limit access here?
Well, no, it wouldn't. Lawmakers say they are confident that abortion will remain legal in Massachusetts. That's because the court ruling would leave it up to the states on how to regulate abortion. And Massachusetts has already enacted several laws to strengthen access to reproductive services. That includes the Roe Act about 18 months ago. Both the governor and legislative leaders say they support a woman's right to choose. Speaking outside the State House yesterday, House Speaker Ron Mariano said the state is ready to do even more.
We will work with the folks who are in the field that deal with this day to day and see where the ramifications are in this new decision and how it affects the demand, and where we can be helpful to Planned Parenthood or to any other organization, we will be helpful.
Mariano said the budget that the House passed just last week includes $500,000 to fund abortions, and he expects the Senate will follow suit, although Senate President Karen Spilka wouldn't commit to any specific numbers yesterday.
But there are restrictions, limits on abortion in Massachusetts, right? What are those?
Yeah, abortion is legal in Massachusetts through 24 weeks of pregnancy. After that, a pregnancy can be terminated if doctors detect an anomaly likely to lead to the death of the fetus or to preserve the physical or mental health of the pregnant person. Patients under the age of 16 must obtain either parental permission or a decree from a judge, but there are 47 facilities that offer abortions across the state. That's according to the Pro-Choice Guttmacher Institute.
Okay. What about neighboring states here in New England?
Yeah, most of them have strong abortion rights laws on their books as well. There's no indication that that's going to change anytime soon. New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu said yesterday he is committed to upholding Roe v. Wade. So long as he is governor, he said that health care services for women will remain safe and legal in New Hampshire, though the state has passed some restrictions. Recently passed a law making it illegal to terminate a pregnancy after 24 weeks. It also requires that every person seeking an abortion must first have an ultrasound. As for elsewhere in New England, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Maine all passed laws in 2019 strengthening abortion rights. Lawmakers in Connecticut recently okayed a bill expanding the type of medical professionals who can provide abortions and shield providers from penalties under anti-abortion laws in other states. Connecticut's governor says he intends to sign that bill.
Okay, but if the Supreme Court strikes down Roe, lots of states are expected to ban abortions. So should we expect people to come here to New England, to Massachusetts, for abortions?
Yes, Rupert, we can. I asked Jennifer Childs Roshak, who is the CEO of Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts, all about that.
We are getting incoming calls from other states, from patients who are living in these deep red states. We've taken care of patients from Texas in particular in both our Springfield and Boston offices. We're ready.
Charles Roshak says there's a network of funds that people can donate to in order to help people in other states get the funding they need to get to Massachusetts.
Meanwhile, what are abortion opponents in Massachusetts saying?
Sure. Mass Citizens for Life issued a written statement saying that if the court's opinion holds, they will be very pleased that justices recognize that our Constitution does not imply or permit abortion on demand. The statement also pointed out the ruling wouldn't outlaw abortions nationwide. Instead, it would leave the decision to each individual state. But even abortion opponents doubt that Massachusetts will take advantage of the ruling to ban abortions anytime soon. Here's C.J. Doyle of the Catholic Action League of Massachusetts.
Abortion here in Massachusetts has both judicial and legislative protection, so it's unlikely anything is going to happen here in Massachusetts.
Okay, but did you hear concerns that the Supreme Court could limit other rights in the future?
Yeah, I did. Many speakers at the State House yesterday say they fear the court won't stop with abortion. Arlene Isaacson of the Mass Gay and Lesbian Political Caucus told me this decision has huge ramifications for the LGBTQ community.
If the Supreme Court is willing to take away a woman's right over her body to choose what she's going to do, if to force her to be pregnant, they can easily, under the same reasoning, take away marriage equality and other LGBTQ rights.
Isaacson told me she thought the Supreme Court ruling was terrifying, and what is in the draft is absolutely horrific for the LGBTQ community.
Okay. And of course, we'll be keeping an eye on that. WBUR's Steve Brown, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, Ruth.